as we come into our sitting, taking really good care of the body. So how do you like to resource yourself in the body to meet this life? Taking good care to be really nicely grounded, perhaps through the touch points, taking on a sitting mountain pose. Experimenting with that for a few moments. And bringing a friendly interest to yourself and the practice, setting those intentions, however you like to do that. May I open with friendly awareness. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. What do you need to say to yourself? Set intention. And connecting with breathing, perhaps with a few nice full breaths. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is, as you're ready. And noticing where it's easy to feel breathing, where it's pleasant and nourishing and soothing. And taking the next while in a simple mindfulness breath practice with our supportive postures, anchoring in body and in breathing where it's ever it's easy. Perhaps having that sense of the strong back and the soft front. And if it further helps you to resource yourself, you might even engender in your mind's eye a safe place or space with a little bit of imagery, but don't get lost in it. Any imagery should bring us more deeply into the present moment, not off into a fantasy. What helps you? Just sit here in presence. In a friendly, strong way. And practicing in the silence. enabling experiences as they show, and reconnecting with however you're anchoring yourself with body and breathing, again and again. And as we go into the metta portion of our practice this morning, taking good care of the body. Again, really feeling into your nice, strong, supportive posture so that you feel safe and protected. And can meet any challenge that a metta practice may bring. So that we can meet whatever benefits the practice may bring, so that we're there for it. We're there for them. And as we go through practicing metta for a friend and ourselves, we'll use the phrases that are in Boundless Heart, pages 39 to 40, and I'll give them to you so you don't need to look them up. So feel free to use these phrases or ones of your choosing, whatever feels helpful. And so now bringing forth in your mind's eye a friend. A friend that you feel you would like to offer some good wishes to. Be aware of the friend and the nature of the friendship, human or otherwise. Aware of the benefits, your gratitude for this friend, but also perhaps some of the challenges within the friendship. Some of us visualize and others do not. That's fine. Just sense into this friend. And feeling the body throughout, keeping that sense of body, perhaps along with breathing, as you engage with the phrases. Take each phrase one at a time. Repeat them a few times, really savoring each phrase and what it means for you. Doing that with each phrase before going to the next one. So holding in mind our friend and offering, may you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. May you live with ease and with kindness. And so practicing on your own with these phrases in silence, or phrases of your choosing, safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. And keeping a sense of embodiment throughout. Perhaps using the name of the friend. soothing touch, supportive body throughout. What do you need? And take a few moments to finish the phrases for the friend and notice how it all feels with you. Taking good care of ourselves. Now, see if you can imagine that the friend is offering the phrases to you. The same phrases, and perhaps slightly different ones, using your name. Experiment with this, see how it goes. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness. Coming from the friend. And take a few moments to finish off receiving the phrases from the friend and notice how it sits with you. And as you feel able, see if you can offer the phrases to yourself with the friend. May we both be safe and well in the midst of this. May we both be safe and well in the midst of this, keeping a strong sense of embodiment through posture, through breathing. May we both be peaceful in the midst of this. And may we both live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. So practicing with a sense of yourself, with the friend, face to face, hand in hand, whatever makes sense. Safe and well, peaceful, ease and kindness in the midst of this. And if you feel up to it, gradually transitioning to offering the phrases simply to yourself, or continue to practice in the remainder of our time with yourself, with the friend. Whatever feels easy, approachable, whatever helps to open the heart, all the while staying nicely resourced through body, through breathing. And take a few more moments to offer the phrases to yourself. And notice how it feels for you in body, mind, and heart. And rest in the last couple of minutes in simply body breathing. Nicely supported. And as we finish off listening to this poem from Czesław Miłosz, simply called Love. Love means to learn to look at yourself the way one looks at distant things, for you are only one thing among many. And whoever sees that way heals his heart, without knowing it, from various ills. A bird and a tree say to him, "Friend."